Good afternoon. Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I had taken a survey, and they said I want a Dyson vacuum.
Yes, ma'am.
And to pay $5.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And I went in, filled in all of my information. They said I had insufficient funds, and I had $100 in my account.
Yes, ma'am.
And they're saying they were trying to take more than $5 and more than $100. So what is this? I don't understand. They say $5, but they want more?
Oh, I would have to pull up that account, ma'am. You reached a third-party call center. We provide customer support for several different online vendors. I'd be more than happy to assist you with this if you'd be so kind as to give me your zip code.
16440.
And what's your first and last name?
Melinda Hockenberry.
Thank you, Ms. Hockenberry. How are you this afternoon, ma'am?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
Good. Thank you for asking, ma'am. Could you please verify your shipping address for me for security purposes on your account, ma'am?
It's 23651 Cap Road, Venango, Pennsylvania, 16440.
Thank you very much, ma'am. I do see where you do have an account created, and it is for a sweepstakes to win the Dyson Z11, ma'am. You haven't actually won yet. I know it's said that you did, but that's actually a sweepstakes that they offer to win that vacuum cleaner. But in order to participate in that sweepstakes, you have to be enrolled in a mobile food app, and they call that app Bites Hub. And it's an app that encourages healthy eating by giving you tips on how to eat healthy, how to cut sugars and carbs out of your diet, things like that. Now, the reason that you were saying that it was declined, your bank probably did that. Because they weren't trying to get five, they were trying to, just as you said, trying to get $59.89, and your bank declined that attempt. Now, they do offer this for $20 a month, Ms. Hockenberry, if you like to stay enrolled and try to win that Dyson Z11.
No.
Okay.
Because it said I did win it. You did win it.
Yes.
$5.
Right. Exactly.
So it's just more or less a little scam going on. See, this is the first time I ever done anything like that.
Oh, my goodness. Well, okay, fortunately, your bank declined it, and I have a cancellation number for you when you're ready, ma'am.
Okay. Could you do me a favor and take me off your list? I don't want to.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Once I cancel out your account, there'll be no more activity on this account.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Your cancellation number, however, Ms. Hockenberry, is going to be C, as in cancel, followed by the numbers 698,
then 248,
ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much. You have a great day.
You do the same, Ms. Hockenberry. Thank you so much, and you have a great day yourself. Stay safe, and thanks for calling customer support, ma'am.
Okay, and you will take me off.
Yes, ma'am. It's totally canceled out. Yes, ma'am. You're totally completely canceled out of our system.
Okay, great. Thank you much. You have a great day also.
You do the same. And happy Mother's Day, Ms. Hockenberry, if it applies.
Oh, you too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.